Instead of, I only had to go a little way, you'd say, I had to go.
Had to go. Clear across town, I don't know. I had to.
That's good. That's a good one. I just noticed you have butterflies on your ceiling. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you make those yourself?
No, they were. No, they were in the glass. I didn't put them there.
That is so neat. Okay. Diamonds. They're not very plentiful, you know, diamonds. So you'd say that they are rare, or you could also say they are, what kind of commodity? A rare commodity or a something commodity. What's another word for rare?
Finite, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's true. How about if, have you ever heard the phrase, well, say, a daughter doesn't want to do the dishes, so she leaves the room before the mother can ask her to do the dishes, right? The mother would say, she made herself what?
She made herself,
It's the same thing as that rare commodity, you know. She made, but you wouldn't say she made herself rare. You'd say something else.
She made herself.
That's okay if you don't know that phrase. That's not a phrase everybody knows. Okay. Well, people get off a train where?
At the station.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word antigoglin?
What?
Antigoglin. It's either antigoglin or antigodlin.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, what would you say to a person, a guest of yours, as they're leaving the house? What would you say to them?
Adios.
Do you use Mexican or Spanish phrases in?
Oh yeah, sure.
In parting.
Yeah.
What other Spanish phrases might you use besides adios?
Well, thanks for coming. It's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. That is the entire survey. Are there any stories that you'd like to add, or? Did we cover it all?
We covered everything in Idaho.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.